Hello, I'm Dr. Carol Weisham from Spokane, Washington. I'm here today at the 77th Annual American Diabetes Association meeting, and we've just heard the results of the eagerly awaited CANVAS trial. The CANVAS trial was a trial that was designed to look at canagliflozin versus placebo in patients who were either at high risk for cardiovascular disease or who had already had established cardiovascular disease. The results that were reported today demonstrated that the primary endpoint of three-point MACE, which is non-fatal MI, non-fatal stroke, and CVD death, was statistically significantly lowered with canagliflozin compared to placebo to approximately a 14% reduction in the risk. Looking at the specific components of the three-point MACE, each of them showed a trend towards reduction in risk with canagliflozin versus placebo, but they were not all statistically significantly different. Specifically, there was not a statistically significant reduction in CV death, but there was a very significant reduction in another secondary endpoint, which was congestive heart failure. And in that population, there was a 39% reduction in hospitalizations for heart failure. On the other side, there was an increased rate of amputations that was reported, approximately a doubling, which, to put in perspective, was taking the rate from 3 per 1,000 patient years in the placebo group to 6 per 1,000 patient years, or 0.6% of the patients experienced an amputation. Now, the reason for this is not established, but conversations with interventional cardiologists really point out the fact that it's most likely a volume depletion issue. So looking at a population that already has impaired microcirculation in their skin, in their nerves, and then you bring their blood pressure down. And in these older patients in CANVAS, the blood pressure reduction could have been as much as 7 or 8 millimeters of mercury. In my particular case, the patients in my practice were actually coming out of the ACCORD trial into the CANVAS trial. And remember, there was an intensive blood pressure arm in those individuals, and some of their blood pressures were actually under 120 systolic. So again, I think the fractures are also likely related to volume depletion, dizziness, and falls, in that the fractures were not the typical osteoporotic fractures, but rather the small bones of the arm, at the hand as well as the feet. I think these data are exciting. Probably a little too soon to say it is a class effect. There is a primary and secondary prevention arm in these studies, and all we have is the combined data. We really need to see the sub-analysis to see what we see in the EMPA-REG-like patients, meaning those that already have established cardiovascular disease. My personal take home is that I do think it's going to be a class effect, and importantly, I think even the adverse events are likely going to be a class effect. We're just going to have to get more data. I think they're preventable. I think lowering blood pressure medications in patients who are already at goal, making sure that patients understand the importance of good hydration, especially in that first week after starting canagliflozin, is very important to avoid volume depletion. I want to thank you for your attention and for listening to the update on the CANVAS trial.